Hey, this is DA calling in from day 12, Camp 10. I wanted to give a shout out to Trudy. Thanks so much for your kind comments and for following along. Well, today was a snow day, and patience is a virtue, especially for explorers. We had lots of snow this morning with low visibility, which makes seeing crevasses pretty challenging. So we stayed put for the day. The snow eventually cleared, and we've been treated to a wonderful day at the beach here in the tents. But given that you now know our camp breakdown and setup routine, you know that it takes us nearly 3 hours to break camp and an hour to make camp, so that by the time we would have done that, we wouldn't have gotten many kilometers today. So we'll just try to move and recover some of those miles tomorrow. So we've had a day of R&R, rest and relaxation. Gives my one little foot that still has a bit of a hole in it time to heal. Tough always, though, because we're excited to keep moving forward and seeing what's around the next corner. I called home for a weather forecast and got to talk to Mary, and that was delightful. Looks better for tomorrow. We had fun jumping into our food bag to find yummy things for lunch. It almost felt like Christmas morning. And Madam Nixon's class, sorry to hear that the little distance cut working. Here, I'll give you a few more clues that I can from here. The distance from where I am right now to Ganborn Fell, 24.75 kilometers. And the distance from here to my home in St. John's is 2,825.5 kilometers, so I suspect you can do the math and figure it out. I also thought it may be interesting to know what those coordinates are. The coordinates for Ganborn Feld is north 69 degrees, 00.130, and west 029 degrees, 42.310 minutes. And currently our Camp 10 is at north 9 degrees, 39.362 minutes, west 0308.194. So maybe that would let you use a different calculator or Google Earth to put in our locations. And Mrs. Coughlin's class, sorry to say that I won't be sending off pictures during the expedition. The technology to do that was a little too expensive for this trip. I'll do my best to try to get you some pictures with my words. So this morning when I first looked out, in order to see what you need to do is turn off the projector on your and just stare at the whiteboard, because that's all I saw when I got up first this morning was maybe visibility of 10 meters ahead, and the whole world was just a blanket of very soft white. And now what I see is a vibrantly blue sky with white-colored craggy mountains, just like the chocolate cake I did the other day. And I also see the messy inside of our tent, because we've had fun just sort of unpacking everything and getting everything dry and out of the soggy mess that it was from the snowstorm. So that's what it's like here in Greenland on Saturday. Hope you're having a great weekend, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks. Bye.